What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're almost seeing a replay of 2002 in the corporate media. Remember back in 2002, the corporate media, led by the New York Slimes, came on out there and declared that these aluminum tubes being sent to Iraq could only be used for making nuclear weapons. Well, in point of fact, the aluminum tubes were for medium-range rockets that Iraq was allowed to have. But they kept saying, but they could be used for nuclear bombs. They could be. And we're saying the same thing again today. You've probably heard over the last few days about how North Korea is sending equipment to Syria with which to make chemical weapons. Oh, horrible, horrible North Korea, horrible Syria. And then you find out what they're actually talking about. And it's things like valves and thermometers and acid-resistant tiling. But the fact of the matter is these are materials that could be used for many applications. Medical facilities, the production of candy, all kinds of civilian purposes. And the attitude of the corporate media is, well, they could be used for weapons of mass destruction, therefore, that's what they must be. I mean, can you imagine if North Korea was exporting screwdrivers to Syria? And the corporate media says that's proof that Syria is building nuclear missiles, because everybody knows you need screwdrivers to build nuclear missiles. That's how absurd this all is. It's just more of this war propaganda to get everybody hyped up and ready to throw their babies under the North Koreans' bayonets. And you should go back and take a look at the real history of the start of the Korean War and how many people were killed on both sides. Now, I know TV tried to romanticize it a lot with the TV series MASH about how, oh, yeah, it was pleasant, it was okay. And there was a little violence out there somewhere, but you know, we were the good people and so forth. That isn't it. The portrayal of war in the corporate media, entertainment, very rarely are you getting something that approaches reality. Oliver Stone, of course, one of the films that made him a famous director, was Platoon. Then you had The Deer Hunter, and then you had Full Metal Jacket. Those are a lot closer to what's going on, as opposed to some of this other war glorification that's out there. Now, there's an article, it was over in Aletho News, basically saying that the United States of America is not just a superpower, it's the world's sickest warrior state. And it has neither conscience nor empathy for anybody else on the world, which is the defining quality of the sociopath. We're the rogue nation. We're the aggressor. Corporate media keeps saying, oh, we have to do this. We have a duty to protect. We must go in. Weapons of mass destruction. Assad's a cruel dictator. Gaddafi's a cruel dictator. We just had to go on in. No, we didn't. We could have minded our own business. And we should have. Because we're on the path to a war that we are likely to lose. Now, as you know, Putin, in the Russian State of the Union speech, came on out and basically announced a whole new series of pretty amazing weapons, six new state-of-the-art strategic weapon systems, and he ended up by saying our military superiority is the only guarantee of global peace, which is unfortunately alarmingly close to that billboard you see in the background of Dr. Strangelove when they're trying to take the Air Force Base Peace is Our Profession. But Putin's message could not be clearer. The West needs to stop provoking a war we don't want and which we cannot win. No one will win it except the bankers. Putin took off the gloves and he's saying, don't start this up. It's going to be a mess on both sides. The U.S., of course, is now saying, Putin's it's a bluff. Don't worry about it. We can invade Russia. We can attack Russia. Putin is just bluffing. They don't have that stuff at all. Remember what Russia did to the USS Donald Cook? I think that tells us that in some areas, some important military areas, Russia has in fact moved ahead of the United States of America. And for a very simple reason, weapons development in the United States is a business, a money-making business. And like all the other money-making businesses in the United States, it's producing junk. Bad weapons, bad vaccines, bad software. It's all about the money. In other nations like Russia and China, although they do not spend anywhere near what the U.S. government does, they seem to keep coming up with weapons that really do work. And looking at how Russia's weapons did work in Syria, I don't think we should dismiss the possibility of what they have. Now, the Pentagon has come on out and said, we are fully prepared for a Russian nuclear attack. Well, sure, they got lots of bunkers. They'll survive a nuclear war with Russia. For the rest of us, well, I guess we're on our own, really. We're not ready for war. That new Satan II missile is fitted with those maneuverable reentry warheads. And we don't have anything that can take those out. Over at Failed Evolution, they're saying this is the most dangerous moment in the U.S.-Russia relations. And it points out about how earlier efforts to partner with Russia have been killed by the war machine in this country. They want the war because they'll make money. And it doesn't matter if several dozen American cities get blown up. They'll just get the contracts to rebuild. The bankers will be happy. The nations will be plunged back into debt. The defense contractors, they're going to be making money, replacing all the weapons that have been used up in the war. And they don't care how many millions of people have to die. You know, a while back, I wrote an article called Majestic Memories, and I think on the next break, I'm going to put it up. And it's based on the Jim Carrey film, Majestic Memories, where he loses his memory and winds up in this town, this little small town that was just absolutely eviscerated by the war. And I identify with that because I had the same thing when I was growing up. I grew up in New England farming country in a little tiny town. And yeah, this was the 1950s, and the scars of World War II were still there. And the United States may have said, yes, we won that war. But for the people who survived and were living in those towns, they lost. They lost their husbands. They lost their brothers. They lost fathers. Victory is something that is reserved to the highest levels of government and finance. For everybody else on both sides, victor and vanquished, they lose and they suffer, and it's going to happen again. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Interesting little story. Speaking of the horrors of war, this is out of LiveLeak. Apparently, Poroshenko over in Ukraine has squandered billions of dollars in corrupt and now crumbling infrastructure projects, and along with the huge costs of the war, $16 billion. And under the streets of Kiev, down in the storm drains and everything, there are literally homeless teenagers, 100,000 homeless street kids in Kiev that are just living down their underground, subterranean lives. Many of them are sniffing glue, just trying to get by with all the stress and pressure. And it's just another reminder, the purveyors of war don't care about anybody but themselves, not even their own citizens. Look how many homeless we have in this country, including veterans. The money all goes to crony pork barrel projects and war, and of course, Israel. Now, China has finally acknowledged that the U.S. is driving the world toward a global war, and so they're ramping up. They're building weapons as well. Since 2000, China has built more submarines, destroyers, frigates, and corvettes than Japan, South Korea, and India combined. And to put this into perspective, the total tonnage of new warships and auxiliaries launched by China in the last 4 years alone is significantly greater than the total tonnage of the French Navy. China is going to be a major Pacific Ocean power. I'd better get on back to those Chinese language CDs, I think. Meanwhile, China is warning of heck if Trump signs the Taiwan bill. And basically, Chinese state media have warned that China may go to war if Donald Trump signs into law a bill that seeks to improve ties between the United States and Taiwan, a self-ruled island that Beijing considers subject to its sovereignty. This has been going on for a very, very long time. Now, the U.S. Senate unanimously passed the bill, the Taiwan Travel Act, on Wednesday. The proposed legislation would allow high-level Taiwanese officials to enter America under respectful conditions to meet with U.S. officials, and American officials from all levels would be allowed to travel to Taiwan to meet their counterparts there. Now, China, which expects countries to adhere to the One China policy, has expressed dissatisfaction with the bill. So, again, Trump is provoking China, along with sailing the big argument over the islands in the South China Sea. This is a clear provocation. I'm starting to think the economy is not going to hold together for more than another few weeks, looking at how hard the U.S. government is trying to get a major war with a major power going. Russia, China, they almost don't care. They'll go to war with Liechtenstein if it'll get them off the hook for the economy. And we really shouldn't be thinking about going to war. We already know about all these very expensive and not very good weapon systems here built by the U.S. The Independence-class, Littoral-class combat ships, they're going to just cancel the programs and go back to the drawing board. They can't get them to work. Serious corrosion problems on the Independence-class, drivetrain problems, chronic drivetrain problems on the Freedom-class, chronic drivetrain problems on the Zumwalt stealth destroyer had to be towed back to port. We've all heard the problems with the F-35, the F-22. They make a lot of money. They're not very good. And now we're looking at this story out of Natural Blaze on how the United States is facing a security crisis because 71% of military-age Americans are too sick to join the military. This is a study by the Heritage Foundation, and it says 71% of young U.S. citizens are ineligible to serve in the military due to health problems, lack of physical fitness. Around one-third are too obese, along with hearing and eyesight problems, asthma, and mental illness. And the asthma and the mental illness are probably traceable back to pharmaceutical products. Those pharmaceutical products have literally poisoned our army, or poisoned the kids who might be the army. We don't have anything to fight with except the nuclear missiles, and that's what really worries me. All right, let's talk about the economy a little bit. As you know, there was another up and down on the stock market today. It ended up close to break even, but earlier in the day, it was down 300 points. People are spooked. Plunge Protection Team is still doing everything they can to keep it propped on up. Fingers are being pointed all over the place. A lot of them are pointing at Trump's trade war, the tariff announcement on steel and aluminum. Other fingers are pointing at the Federal Reserve, which has already announced interest rate increases for the coming year and the start of quantitative tightening. It's going to dry up the money supply. America's economy is in bad shape, and the stock market is hugely leveraged, along with being overvalued. Now, Donald Trump, yet another provocation, has extended the Russia sanctions for another year, basically because of the crisis that's going on in Ukraine. Apparently, in January, Trump added something like 21 more individuals and 9 companies to the list. They're out there saying this is because of that crisis in Ukraine, ignoring the fact that it was the U.S.-backed coup against the legitimate government of Ukraine and the installation of the puppet ruler Poroshenko that created the crisis. But that's the way the U.S. operates. Go into a country, mess things up, then step on in and say, well, we're here to clean up this mess. Now, Wells Fargo is in hot water again. Normally, when you have a problem with your account, like a counterfeit check or unauthorized withdrawal, a bank is required by law to investigate whether criminal activity has occurred. Wells Fargo, it turns out, there's a whistleblower, a former employee. Wells Fargo would simply close the account and drop the customer, which means the customer, if they've been harmed by fraud, they have no recourse. They're no longer a customer of the bank. Wells Fargo's just cutting them off and saying, too bad, not our problem. Mexico's oil industry is in problems. Pemex suffered an $18 billion loss. Meanwhile, the U.S. is getting ready to throw more sanctions onto Venezuelan oil because they're very upset over the petro. And they want Venezuela to go back to being a slave to the U.S. dollar. And Venezuela understands being a slave to the U.S. dollar for all these years is what put Venezuela in this mess. Now, over in Iran, if Trump unilaterally pulls out of the P5+1 deal, this would actually cut off more markets for Iran. They would basically see a drop of 500,000 barrels per day in oil sales if Trump ends the deal. Now, getting on over into Europe, the Prime Minister of Czechoslovakia is out there saying under no way will they accept any migrants within the EU quotas. This is Prime Minister Andrej Babiš in a speech to the parliament saying, no, we're not going to do this. They're looking around at all these other countries in Europe that have been destroyed by the refugee crisis. They're being turned in. They're losing their own distinct culture. I mean, considering everybody talks about multiculturalism, they're erasing all cultures. They're just blurring them all together. They're taking all the cultures, the French, the German, the Muslim, the African, the Somali, whatever, putting them in a giant blender, and they're hitting puree, and they think that's an improvement on the world. And it isn't. People have a right to their own culture and their own sovereign borders. And you have people like George Soros, who's got more money than common sense, out there playing God with the rest of us. Nobody elected him to go on out and reshape the globe to suit his own imagination, his own fantasy. Now, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, you're not going to believe this one. She's attacking Trump over the arrests of what she describes as law-abiding illegal aliens. And she issued the statement saying, yet again, the White House has reached into our communities to indiscriminately detain scores of hardworking, law-abiding immigrants. Now, Pelosi has already admitted that she's aware half of those arrested have criminal records, and they're all in the U.S. illegally. They're not law-abiding. The instant they set foot across that border, they are not abiding by the law. But Pelosi needs them to vote Democratic. They're literally giving away our country that we the people built generation after generation. They're bartering it away to get a few votes to stay in power. Okay, we're going to start with a phone call. I'm going to have to take you through the commercial break. James in Ohio, aloha. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to remind people that the idea of taking displaced populations and putting them into an area that was already populated is a Stalinist tactic for social engineering. He would move the residents of an entire town that had a different culture and history into a new town that was already populated, and the two cultures would destroy each other, and the state would fill that void that culture previously filled as an agent of social cohesion.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's a very communist thing to do, and that's what they're doing to Europe, and that's what they're trying to do to the United States. Anyway, James, do you have anything more?
Yeah, I want to thank you for being polite right. to people you disagree with.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And again, if you want to help Republic Broadcasting stay on the air, if you want to keep on finding out what's going on behind the facade, the matrix of the corporate media, now's the time to send in whatever you can. And the postal address to send a check or money order, or if you prefer to stay anonymous, you can even send cash. It's Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you wish to become a recurring subscriber, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. We're coming on down to the wire here. I'm sure you feel it as much as I do. We're on the cusp of a major global war. And the only thing that's going to stop it is if the American people find out that it's just another big banker money-making scam. It's not for glory. It's not for the deities. It's not for justice or honor. All wars are about acquisition of wealth, whether it's land, trade routes, resources. That's what war is all about. By the way, over the break, I did post Majestic Memories, and I also put up Mark Twain's The War Prayer, which is one of the most powerful anti-war statements ever made. And the interesting story about that is Mark Twain wrote it very late in life, and he entrusted it to his friends, and he said, that cannot be published until after I'm dead and gone, because I've told the truth in that, and in this world, only the dead people can tell the truth. And so it was published posthumously. It's even actually been made into a small series of short films. A lot of people do it as reader's theater. It's a very powerful piece here. Now, I'm looking at that storm that is just pounding New England. And I've been trading emails and texts with my family members back there, and they're saying it really is bad. A lot of wind, a lot of snow coming on, and a lot of snow out there in the Pacific Northwest. I'm waiting for the PC people to stand up and say, you know, all that snow is racist. It's white. We can't have white snow. We need colored snow. Over at 12160.info, they have this very bizarre story. Apparently, two professors at San Diego State University have decided that people who want to buy fresh organic food from local farmers are being racist. And these two professors, Pascal Wasart Marcelli and Fernando J. Bosco, who are geography teachers, are trying to connect whiteness to farmers' markets, basically saying that farmers' markets are an example of an environmental improvement that leads to gentrification. And farmers' markets are exclusionary because of the fact that some people who live in the area may not be, may not be able to afford the food and feel excluded by these new spaces. This is pure communist socialistic thinking. We can't let the farmers' markets exist because some of the people there can't afford it. I mean, it really is out of control. And this one is even better. Apparently, at the community park playground in Corsicana, there was a statue of a gorilla. The kids loved it. And the city basically took it down because somebody came in and said the gorilla was racially insensitive. And there was a huge public outcry. And the good news is the city reversed the decision and put the statue back. But, I mean, that's how ridiculous it is. Next they're going to say it's time to exterminate the polar bears because they're white. And that's racist. Those global warming people, they want to save the polar bears. They've got to go. They're all a bunch of racists. We don't hear them talking about saving the brown bear or the black bear. It's always the polar bear they're obsessed about. It really is getting very, very silly. Now, back to the gun-grabbing nonsense. Over in Seattle, there has been a recent increase in home invasions. Armed robbers breaking into homes, tying up victims, hitting the victims, robbing them blind. It's becoming an epidemic, and yet the Seattle police don't believe the public is at risk, and therefore you don't really need any self-defense mechanisms such as firearms. The Seattle police will keep you safe, just like those Broward County sheriffs did down there in Florida. Just remember, when seconds count, the police are just minutes away. Actually, the average wait time on this country for a police response to a 911 call runs about 13 minutes right now. So, no, the police are never there when the crime is being committed. Okay. Now, here's an interesting story. The New Hampshire House has just passed a bill that would prohibit police sobriety checkpoints. Now, given what I know about traffic patterns in New Hampshire, I don't think the goal here is to cut the drunk drivers any slack, but to avoid the traffic jams that result. We're going to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
I want to do. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and got lots of stuff to talk about here. You remember that Navy SEAL who claimed that he killed Osama bin Laden at Abbottabad, and he got a lot of media fame? He was the media darling. Yes, we got Osama bin Laden, although we all know the real bin Laden died in late 2001 of natural causes. Well, apparently this Navy SEAL has some ghosts because he got onto a plane Sunday. And apparently the flight crew decided he was simply too drunk to fly. And he was, in fact, the flight attendants described him as sloshed. And apparently he called an airline employee a vile name and became belligerent. And then he passed out in his seat and was removed from the aircraft. Now, let's talk about that winter storm. I want to get into this before we get to the top of the hour here. Huge storm hit the Northeast, coastal flooding, wind and heavy snow. And as I said before, I'm in contact with my family that are back in that part of the country. It's really bad. I've got readers of the website who live there, especially along the coast. They're sending me these unbelievable photos of this powerful, powerful surf. And the Weather Service is calling it a life and death situation along the coast. Meanwhile, in Europe, they're still in the grip of record-setting cold weather, record snow and cold in Croatia, for example. And apparently up in Amsterdam, the canals are freezing. And, of course, people are getting on out. They're getting their ice skates, and they're skating along there. Apparently, over in the Blackfeet Reservation, Montana, Hart Butte, and Browning, reeling from a record snowfall there. Heavy snow is already blanketing upstate New York, much more expected today. Buffalo set a new all-time snow record. It is really coming down. But the carbon Nazis are not giving up. The carbon Nazis refuse to get up. Story coming out of the Washington Compost. For the second year in a row, February was among the top three warmest on record in Washington. And a lot of people said, how can that be? We had all that snow. And the Washington Post literally came out with an article saying, well, somebody made a mistake measuring how much snow there was. And there really wasn't as much snow as anybody thought. Okay, so that's what happened to that. Well, if they made that kind of a goof measuring the snow, how do we know they're not making that kind of a goof measuring the temperature? Especially because they continue to take the temperature over at the airport, surrounded by jets belching out burning kerosene. And they're back to now trying to claim that all of this snow and ice is being caused by human-caused global warming. Back in 2000, they were saying that human-caused global warming meant there would be no more snow and ice. Snowfalls are now a thing of the past. Future generations are going to have to describe to their children what winter was like. No, we don't. It's out there, right outside the window. But it's almost like they do with Russia. Whatever happens bad, Russia's to blame. Okay, dry cleaner lost my shirt. It's got to be Vladimir Putin. Car was stolen. Had to be the Russians. Claire hurt her back. Oh, yes, it was a Russian plot. Same thing with the global warming people. It's getting warmer. Global warming. Getting colder. Global warming. Staying the same. It's global warming. Amazing. Now, as you know, I was talking earlier in the week about this amazing documentary called Atomic Homefront, which is still running on HBO. And it turns out there's a happy ending to the story, sort of, kind of, maybe. On the first of this month, the EPA admitted that maybe it isn't safe to keep Manhattan Project radioactive waste in the ground in an urban, suburban area. And they're offering to dig up most of the waste and get it out of there. And then they want to cap it on over. And as we already know from Fukushima and Chernobyl, caps do not work. So it's being hailed as a compromise decision because it's only going to cost half as much as what the families in the area wanted, which was complete removal of all the radiation and voluntary buyouts for those families who wanted to leave the area, you know, buy their houses at the full market value because the real home prices have been cratered ever since this got on out. Nobody wants to live there. The sad reality, though, is the entire area is contaminated, especially down that Coldwater Creek. There is no real way to get it all out unless you dig up the entire city and truck it away to a nuclear waste disposal site. Meanwhile, out here in the independent media, the purge has begun. Apparently, YouTube is out there just shutting down channels. Bombard's Body Language, Sargon of Akkad. YouTube has terminated the account of the InfoWars bureau chief. By the way, did you know that the legal definition, the threshold for an anti-monopoly lawsuit under the Sherman Act is for a company in question to possess between 70 and 80% market share in the industry. YouTube's market share is at 75%. So there's an argument there that it's time for a Sherman Act lawsuit to break them up. Now, getting on over to what's going on, InfoWars has an interesting take on this. The hard left is trying to drive all Trump supporters off of the internet before the November elections because they understand that the independent media did control the dialogue going into the 2016 general election. We overcame the corporate media. Corporate media was pushing Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. They failed miserably. And now they're trying to silence us because they don't like the fact that people are standing up and saying, I don't agree with your candidate. I don't agree with your policies. I don't agree with your platform. This really is a war right now that we are fighting. And unfortunately, the big money is all on the side of the liberals. This banning and censoring is getting so ridiculous. Apparently, Facebook threatened Babylon Bee over a CNN story that Snopes rated as being false. The problem is that Babylon Bee is a known satire site. They write humorous, satirical articles. And Facebook just came down and said, you can't do that. You can't do that. How dare you do that? Now, there's a new distributed denial of service threat out there. It's called the Memcached DDoS. And apparently, this is the biggest, baddest DOS attacker yet. And it's called Memcached. This is an internet assault that can slam a website with over a terabyte of bad data. That almost sounds like a government sanctioned piece of malware. All right, let's take a phone call. Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Are you well? I hope you are. You look good.
Yeah, I'm fine. Claire's doing better.
Yep, we're going to find out very shortly. As far as censorship is concerned, it's not just restricted to like private ownership companies, if you want to call it that. As you well know, in Canada we have this, our state-sponsored CBC. It costs every man, woman, and child $30 a month to operate this news outlet, media outlet.
Yes.
They have engaged in a censorship program that is so severe. Here's what happens: you make a post, and you put it out there, and usually right away it's let go, and you can see it, right? Well, I mean, everyone can see it who's out there. If not, you hit refresh the page, and it's either moderating. They're still moderating. Whatever that moderators do. Or it's pinked, content disabled. But you can actually still see it there, right? Under where you posted it, whether it be a response to someone else's post or your own topic. They have started just stopping that. So if they don't like what you say, it's not even there. You can see it in what you've posted, but you can't actually see it on the page as content disabled.
Yeah, it's a shadow ban.
Yep, and it gets worse, Mike. If you post something that people don't want to hear or see, or I should say, read, now they've actually done the same thing as well. So it's not just content disabled; it's actually not there anymore.
Yes,
it's like it never happened. The cleanse, the purge, as you said, right?
Well, I got an email from somebody. Ultimately, we pay for all of this stuff. But I got an email from somebody saying that over on Twitter, following the shooting down at the high school in Florida, that people that were coming on out casting doubt on the official story, and there'd be a whole bunch of retweets and comments, and all of a sudden the entire dialogue discussion would simply vanish.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I know exactly. I've seen that with my own eyes like a couple of years back on the CBC. They took away like 20 of my comments, gone. But not just content disabled. They were still there. Just no one else could see them except me. But now they're playing that different game. Or here's another one. When you log out, all your comments disappear. You think they're there, but they're not. There's another one. Is that called shadow banning as well, Mike?
I don't know about that one. I've heard from other people that they were surprised that they would post a bunch of comments on Twitter. They would log out. When they'd log back in, they were all gone. So apparently certain individuals are being targeted. I don't even use Twitter anymore. I don't use Facebook.
I don't use YouTube at all, Mike.
Yeah, and, of course, we have all these new alternatives popping up, and we need to start switching over to them and basically starve the beast. We now know that Facebook and Google and Twitter are just as corrupt as ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, NPR, and so forth. We shouldn't pay attention to them anymore.
I'm actually surprised that people pay attention to them now, especially like people like your age and my age, where it was just 30 years ago, none of this existed. It just wasn't there at all.
Yes.
And now it's just, you've got to be a really special kind of ignorant to realize that a lot of this stuff is just absolute nonsense. It's there for a reason.
Yeah. Well, you know, but YouTube allows videos from like these white nationalist groups to get up there and scream and yell, and maybe it's just because those groups aren't a threat to the power structure, or maybe that's just another piece of propaganda to demonize the white people. But there's no question that these corporate social media platforms are all compromised and controlled.
It's there to keep that pot stirred up. That's all it is. Divide and conquer. It's there to keep everybody all stirred up. The ones that, you know, Mandela and Gandhi and John Lennon, they all had a few, you know, like one thing in common. All they wanted was peace. There's no profit in peace for these people that have hijacked the world. Not just the
United States.
That's
exactly right.
The world.
You know, war gives you an opportunity to make a lot of money very, very quickly. And if you study the history of World War II, there were the so-called captains of industry. And I even make mention of that in the Majestic Memories article. These were businessmen who volunteered to be a captain of industry and help manage the logistics for World War II, for which they were paid something like a dollar a month. It was kind of a near volunteer situation. But at the end of the war, these captains of industry basically destroyed all the paper records of the inventory, and they grabbed all that surplus war material and they sold it off, and they became instantly very, very rich.
Bankers and war profiteers, they go hand in hand. Thanks a lot for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
You got it. Just go back and reread that article, All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and I guess I should repost that to the main page as well. Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing
Mike,
fine.
You know, hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay. Mike, I was thinking yesterday, I think it was yesterday when he made that, or the day before when Vladimir Putin made that statement about the nukes. And I understand where he's coming from, because he has to make it clear Russia is prepared to defend itself to the max if possible. But what I was thinking also is, unfortunately, things are just getting worse and worse. The neocons and the other globalists are driving us closer and closer to oblivion, and because that's what a war between the United States and Russia would be. And I was thinking, I called and told you this before, they have their bunkers ready. The elitists, the so-called elite, they have their bunkers ready. Now, you said we should just, you know, bury them in the bunkers. I don't agree. I believe if it really starts in Russia, if it starts getting hot, let's say it won't start right away with nukes. Let's say it starts in the fields of Syria with U.S. and Russian forces facing off and shooting at each other. We know at that point it won't be long before it starts leading to the nukes. At that point, patriots have to find these bunkers. They'll have to wait till they close.
You're on the air. We're still hearing you.
Okay. Okay. We have to wait till it happens, till the nukes are just about ready to fly, and then we have to stop them from going to those bunkers. And patriots should go into those bunkers, because at least then, if there's anything left of this planet, decent people are going to inhabit it, not these vile creatures. Who are, you know, I'm even beginning to believe, David Icke, that they're part reptilian. that they should grant heritage
search. Well, all I mean, good luck finding the bunkers. I mean, I know we know where some of the really big ones are located, but you can bet they're going to be surrounded by armed military, and you're not going to be able to get at them. And my comment about really finding my comment about finding them all when the war is over and cementing over the hatches was meant in jest. That's the attitude. They've got their bunkers. They're the greatest preppers on earth. And Tom Clancy even wrote one of his last novels about this, where a bunch of rich people get together and say, we're going to kill off 99% of the population, and won't the world be wonderful for just us after that? And
that was Rainbow Six,
given
right?
How prescient some of Tom Clancy's other writings turned out to be, we know that's the goal of the population control fanatics. Anyway, Mark, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I said again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. A little bit of good news just now breaking over at InfoWars. Apparently, YouTube has backed down and restored Jerome Corsi's channel with no strikes against it. And basically, all of the censorship is creating a firestorm of public outrage. And I would imagine that probably a lot of people are canceling their YouTube and Facebook and Google and Twitter accounts. And these CEOs are looking at dollar value versus political correctness, and they're going for the dollar value. But it was a rapid rehearsal, and it sounds like maybe Google and YouTube are getting ready to just back off this whole program of trying to purge conservatives and libertarians from the internet. And this is a good thing. And it shows that if we in the independent media stick up for each other and make a big stink, that we are a force to be reckoned with. And apparently Judge Report basically came out with an article showing how before Corsi's channel was killed, YouTube had banned two of his videos for violating the community standards for harassment and bullying, which are very vague terms. Those are the ones they all go back. Oh, this video is harassing and bullying. Oh, really? To who and how? And there's never an explanation. It's just a blanket excuse to say, oh, it was really the fault of the person posting the video that we had to take it down. Has nothing to do with the fact that we're all liberals over here in Silicon Valley, and these are all conservatives that we're killing. But YouTube has backed down, and that's why it's so important for us all to work together and support each other in sharing information financially, because we are in a fight for the soul of America right now. The Warhawks want the corporate media to be the only source of information for the American people so they can sell them yet another war. And the independent media are out here trying to get the truth to the American people, because if this war gets underway, we're going to lose it. When you look at the poor condition of our young people of military age, when you look at the poor quality and high cost of our weapons, there is no way that a global war is not going to wind up going nuclear, because that is the only area in which the U.S. still holds a decisive advantage. Only it's not all that decisive. If Russia and China ally together, it's a whole different story. So that's why it's so important to be supporting the independent media right now. This is not a joke. It's not an abstract. It's not a fairy tale. This is very, very real. We're in a war against war. Now, I know the gun grabbers are out there trying to grab the AR-15s. And as usual, the U.S. government is preparing to fight the last war, because this revolution isn't being fought with AR-15s or guns of any kind. It's being fought with keyboards and information. And we just scored a significant, significant victory. So good for InfoWars, good for Jerome Corsi, good for Drudge Report, good for everybody who's standing up to this bullying by the corporate social platforms. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.